Local roads across the state are in need of repair. Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling recently called on GOP lawmakers to fix the problem.
Like, I'm worried about the potholes on the streets that I drive on every week keep getting worse, and my city council says, look, we don't have any resources from the state to fix these roads for the next 18 years.
As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, Milwaukee city leaders have found an alternative way to improve roads, but still say that ultimately the state will have to kick in more money.
A number of major interstate construction jobs are currently underway. Local leaders say it's these sorts of undertakings that have left city roads sounding like this.
That was a big one.
There's just less money to deal with existing infrastructure because you have massive projects like the zoo interchange and widening of I-94.
That's Milwaukee Alderman Bob Bauman. He says the city of Milwaukee relies heavily upon state and federal aid to repair roads. The city expects to spend about $39 million on major street reconstruction next year. The city would have to come up with around $8 million, while the federal and state governments would cover the remaining $31
million. We have 1,300 miles of road. We have a lot of streets that are falling behind in maintenance and are waiting in line for reconstruction. And to properly maintain our streets, our real needs is probably double that.
One way the city has been improving roads at a lower cost is by relying upon a technique called high-impact paving. Ghassan Corban is commissioner of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works. He touted the strategy on a recent panel about infrastructure concerns.
It's a very effective and efficient way to get to more miles with less the same amount of dollars.
Corban says high-impact paving projects typically only take a day or two to complete and focus on the surface. Nearby gutters and curbs go untouched, while workers replace worn-out asphalt with more asphalt.
So we kind of basically did away with the traditional or conventional paving-related projects, and then we said, you know, we're just going to focus on the rideability of a street.
It's estimated that high-impact paving projects will extend the life of a road by 7 to 10 years, giving city and state leaders time to come up with the money for the full repair. Milwaukee Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter says roads remain one of the biggest concerns for his constituents.
There was a study done that the average person in Milwaukee was going to have to spend about $750 per year to fix their automobile or to maintain it because of potholes and bad roads.
Carpenter says he co-sponsored legislation, which is now part of the state constitution, that prohibits money from the transportation fund to be used for any other purpose. But he says that's not enough to guarantee adequate funding for roads.
I would feel comfortable and go to my constituents and talk about raising the gasoline tax and being able to get their support if I told them it was going to be spent wisely on these highway projects and local roads.
A handful of highway projects across the state have also been delayed due to lawmakers not wanting to borrow more money. Governor Walker recently called upon fellow Republicans in the state Senate to approve more borrowing in order to get those projects back on track. Even if lawmakers agree to Governor Walker's request, it won't help those city streets in desperate need of repair. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.